Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's honor. It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Okay, parents, welcome to another Parents Coaching Parents Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and I promise you, as always, we're going to have another exciting show. I got some folks online this evening that's going to give you, bring us some information, different perspective from what we've normally been talking about. But as always, you know I'm going to cover some of my basic ACC, some of my basic NCAA. Got ACC on my brain, folks. Got ACC on my brain. It's time to get that ball bouncing. But I'm going to cover some of my basic NCAA compliance information, rules, regulation, things of that nature. And then I'm going to break on out here and go in and bring on my guests. But as always, you know, I can't even start my show without coming out and bringing on something from my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith Wright is currently playing basketball up there at the University of Harvard. You may remember Keith in the 757 area when Keith played for Norfolk Collegiate. Keith, bring me a song up.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing.
Okay,
see, I know
sure.
What make
Keith
it with the knowledge in my
or,
brain, and if I succeed,
what
with that, the ball would do the same. I can't complain.
Hold on a second.
I know it'll turn out great, and my 4 years come.
Okay, this don't seem to be the time that we're going to want to experience any technical difficulty, so we're going to move right along. Parents, as you know, the Parent Coaching Parent Network is here for you. We've been here for the last few months trying to make sure that you get the right information. As far as it's concerned, the recruiting process and athletic scholarship process, you know, we out here trying to establish a network of parents that can support each other. And while we look for them athletic scholarships, you know, I say I got my usual callers on the line. I appreciate y'all calling in, checking us out. But at the same time, I see that my guest is also on the line, and we ain't going to keep you long there. But as you know there, parents, this is the evaluation period. If you got some athletes out there playing ball, whether or not it's football, baseball, basketball, whatever sport they're currently playing, this is the evaluation period. So you got college coaches out there taking a look at your kids. So be prepared, and be prepared to sit back and ask them some questions as well. If you don't have a list of questions, hey, shoot us an email on the Parent Coaching Parent Network, and we can get you a list of questions that you might want to ask that potential college coach one day when he approaches you about your son or daughter. Again, parents or whoever's out there listening on the Internet, if you want to call in and ask some questions, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. I'll say that number again, 646-929-2416. I can't open up my show right if I can't hear from my man, Mr. Keith Wright. All right, let me try this again. Keith, come to me.
Student of the game. Had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing, I'm out the diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Keith Wright said it. He said it, and he said it best. He's making smart cool. What does that mean to you athletes out there? It's all right to be cool, baby. It's all right to be cool. And all right to be smart at the same time. Smart ain't nothing wrong with being smart. He's making smart cool. That's Keith Wright bringing it to us from University of Harvard, way up there in the cool country. But like I said, this evening we have some owners on the line that's going to bring it to us from a slightly different perspective. You know, they're still involved in the community. They're still keeping things going, and they still got their hands on the pulse as far as athletics is concerned with our young athletes. And I'm going to bring them on the line here in a minute. But like I said, I always got to go ahead and give out some information as far as our NCAA compliance is concerned. You know, parents, you should be aware of when the quiet period, evaluation period, dead period, and contact period is in play for your athlete's particular sport. You know, if you're not aware of that information, if you are not aware of that information, you need to get your hands on a guidebook for college-bound student athletes, the NCAA's guidebook for college-bound student athletes. And it can give you a full rundown and definition of them periods that I just mentioned. Now, if you're one of the ones that's not computer savvy, hey, Parent Coaching Parent Network is here for you. We got your back. No problem. Send me an email at pcphr@aol.com. pcphr@aol.com. And I will send you an electronic copy. And if you're still not computer savvy and can't get to that part or don't know what to do when you send the email, hey, give us a call one day on the line. We can talk offline. Give me your number and I can get you a hard copy or printed copy of that particular book. So the book again is The Guide for College Bound Student Athletes. You know, remember last week when we had our special guest on, Mr. Ivan Thomas, you know, he talked about a whole lot of different things and talked about how that young man finally got his life on track based upon his first love, you know, and his book was entitled Listen to Me by Ivan C. Thomas. Again, go out there and get you a copy of that book because Coach Thomas is trying to send some kids to school based upon the revenue he receives back from that book. Hey, if he can sell 100,000 copies, he has promised us, Parents Coaching Parent Network, and all listeners thereof, that he will send 100 kids to school next year on scholarship. I ain't heard nobody else step up and put it like that before, but Coach Thomas said that's what he's going to do. And trust me, if he said it, I'll put my money on it that he'll hold to it. He's that type of man. He is that type of man. But, you know, just like we were talking last week when Coach Thomas was talking about, you know, different athletes and how they took their first love and took them on to doing bigger and better things later on down the line, although they didn't have that right connection with their family, you know, their parents. You know, I got some coaches and owners on the line this evening that have put together some programs, and some of these programs is to help you continue with that first love that you had, whether or not it's football, baseball, basketball, whatever. they're going to talk a little bit about what they're doing in the community and how we can support them, Parents Coach to Parent Network. Now, I got to remind these coaches, and I got to tell these coaches, Parents Coach and Parent Network is not strictly, it's not restricted to just the 757 area. The Parents Coach and Parent Network expands from, as I would like to tell folks, from Rhode Island to Southern California, or from Tampa all the way to Alaska and all parts there in between. So be careful what you say, Coach. If you start asking for players and start looking for folks, trust me, you may get some phone calls from various area codes throughout the country because the Parents Coach and Parent Network expand just that far, just that wide, and just that deep. But that's enough of me rattling on this evening. I'm going to go ahead and bring these gentlemen up on the line. And, gentlemen, when you come on to the Parent Coach and Parent Network, just let us know who you are and what organization that's behind you. Let me see who I got here first. Let me see. Uh-oh, what happened there? All right there. I'm coming to you here in a minute. My switchboard seems to be doing a little refresher right now, but that's not going to stop me. As always, hello, Coach. You're on the line with the Parent Coach and Parent Network. Who am I talking to? Hello, you're on the line with the Parent Coach and Parent Network. Who am I talking to? Uh-oh, we must be experiencing some technical difficulty. I see the gentleman out there, and I see they're ready to come on the line with us. But evidently, we must be got something wrong going on here. Let's try this again. Hello, you're online with the Parents Coach and Parent Network. Who's speaking? Hello? Okay, I seem to be ran into a slight glitch here, but that's all right. We're going to move right along, and hopefully we're going to bring these gentlemen up here in a second. I'm not totally lost with the aspect of computers. I can make it happen when I need to make it happen. We're going to get these folks up online and talk to them, let them talk to us about what's going on in their world. Just to give you a little insight, we have Coach Lawrence Taylor. Oh, don't get excited. Don't get excited. We have, Mr. Lawrence Taylor on the line with us this evening, and he is the owner of the Seven City Knights. The Seven City Knights. And I want to let him tell us a little bit more about the Seven City Knights when he comes up online with us. And also, we have Mr. Justin Robinson, who is the owner and head coach of the Virginia Jaguars. And I'm going to let him tell us a little bit more about the Virginia Jaguars as well. I think I'm ready to bring these gentlemen in. You're on the line with the Parent Coach and Parent Network. Who's speaking?
Hey, hello. How you doing? This is Lawrence Taylor.
Okay, all right. Let me see if I can get the other gentleman up. You're on the line with the Parent Coach and Parent Network. Who's speaking? Hello? Coach Robinson, you out there?
Talking to me.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Coach Robinson, is that you?
No, this isn't Coach Robinson.
Okay. Who am I speaking with?
This is Mike Henson.
Okay, Mike, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing just great, doing just great. All right, let me get some information from Mr. Taylor here real quick, and then we'll get back to you, Mike. Please hold. Coach Taylor, you still online with us?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you got going on here in the area.
Well, I'm active duty military, injured in Iraq a few years back, can't play basketball anymore. But I believed in the talent that this area has and that I've seen. So I went ahead and acquired a market from the ABA to put professional basketball back here in a big way. So we are actually the first professional basketball team to be reestablished here in this area since the Virginia Squires.
Okay. So you have a love for basketball as well.
Hey, former player, always a player.
Former player, always a player. All right. So what is your background in playing? Have you played professionally as well?
Yes, played with the military, played some ABA ball a few years back myself, went to South Carolina State College, graduated from high schools in Washington, D.C., went to Eastern, ended up playing a little bit of basketball in Maryland schools, a friendly high school. And this is spanning from 1989 to roughly about 2004.
Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty good. So, just your love for basketball decided you to bring a was a deciding factor as far as you wanting to bring a program here to the 757. So, is there anybody else that's supporting you bringing this program here?
Well, actually, it's been a little difficult, you know, because I'm getting mixed signals. I got a lot of people who want to see it happen. Then I got a lot of people who are kind of don't want to see it happen. But I'm going to push forward and make it happen. You know, I just believe in the talent here in the area. And as a player, prior to my injuries that I sustained in Iraq, I had to travel to places like Delaware and New York and D.C. and New Jersey and North Carolina to get the chance to play with some of those ABA teams that were actually in operations at that time. You know, they had a team in Roanoke. I had to actually travel 3 hours from my current location all the way out there just to participate and be a part of that organization for the short time that I was. And I just could not imagine or fathom why we didn't have something like that right here to represent the major part of the Seven Cities, the Hampton Roads area. So, I mean, I went ahead and talked to the owners, talked to the establishment of the ABA, and they recognized me as a player from previous years and previous teams, and they found out about my injuries because they were inquiring if I was going to play again. And from that point forward, they went ahead and started to talk and negotiate with me about possibly putting a team here in this area. And long story short, the team is here. When we kick off in December, and I am just amped up and excited because we have a very, very talented squad that's ready to go. These boys are hungry, and they're ready to go ahead and get that opportunity and chance to get that exposure that I believe they should have gotten a long time ago and make some great things happen for the state of Virginia.
Okay. All right. We're gonna get around to some of the talent that you have out there and what your schedule look like here in a minute. But this gentleman, Mr. Hinton, that was on a second ago, let me see if I can get him back up on the line and find out if he had a question or was he on to share something with us as far as the Virginia Jaguars are concerned. Mr. Hinton, are you still with us?
Yes, it's Mike Henson, and I was just trying to get some information about the Seven City Knights. That sounds like a great opportunity for the Hampton Roads area. I just wanted to know more.
Okay, Coach, that's a question to you. Gentleman's trying to get some more information about the Seven City Knights.
Are there any exhibition games coming up? When's the season start?
Well, actually, we do have an exhibition game coming up on November 13th at the Boo Williams Sportsplex right out in Hampton. We'll be doing the first ABA basketball game live that's been held here in this area since the late 70s. So it's going to be a thrilling and exciting thing to come out and watch. And we actually start our actual playing season December 4th out at Churchland High School in Portsmouth. And so that is the same location where they do the PIT tournament annually. So we were actually able to get a great venue right there to house this brand-new professional basketball team.
Okay. And Coach, excuse me, Mr. Taylor, where can we find a copy of your upcoming schedule?
You can actually find it right there posted on our website. If you go to www.7cities, that's C-I-T-I-E-S, nights.com, you're going to be an instant fan of the website. We have highlights of the recent preseason scrimmage that we did. We have our full schedule. Even got a little bit of information about me and places on there where you can donate to help out the organization, sponsor the organization, and actually review and see some of our players that we have. Because surprisingly, we have all of our players are locally centralized players right here in the state of Virginia. So relocation was not even an issue that we had to deal with this first year program coming into existence.
Okay, and I know that this is a very huge undertaking on your part. You know, talking about the background that you came from, what type of sponsors do you currently have for your program?
Well, right now our sponsors are very limited because we are kind of self-funded, and you know, God has been blessing me to have a lot of luck with some of the things that we've been able to accomplish. So, but we do have potential sponsors, Mr. Mike Duman, out in Suffolk. We do have Mr. Boo Williams, who is potentially a sponsor. He's actually letting us do a lot of games and giving us a lot of publicity out there at the Sportsplex. And we also have Tech Zone, who I spoke with today out in Gloucester. And those guys were very excited because they have actually one of their former employees who is coming back to basketball, Mr. Duran Jackson, has actually made the squad, and they are so supportive of him. They have actually volunteered, and we went into talks with those guys today to come on board and actually sponsor us for any and everything that we need to make our organization successful.
Okay. I'm sorry, caller. Did you have another question?
Well, he kind of answered it when he talked about the pool of talent. I'm glad that there's some local guys that are able to take their college skills to a next level, because it's real hard to get all the way to the NBA. Now, the American Basketball Association, I think I understand they've got teams all around the country. About how many?
Well, currently the ABA actually has 64 teams this year that will be playing. And they also have some teams that are in the franchise mode, where they're getting built up to be teams for next year. But currently we have the only professional basketball organization in the state of Virginia that's going to be an outlet for these young guys and these talented players to get that exposure to get to that next level. So I'm just keeping my fingers crossed, keeping my faith strong, and doing everything that I can to make this work. Because if I'm successful, I have just created the door of opportunity for every young player that's coming up in Virginia to play. Now, we have about 30 colleges contained right in the state of Virginia. That'll be colleges, technical colleges, trade schools, community colleges. If we can create that door of opportunity, the potential is endless for the amount of talent that we can flow right through this program and move these players up and on to bigger and better things and get their chance to live that dream of playing professional basketball.
You know, I was just, while you were talking, I hope you don't mind, radio host, please forgive me, but I pulled them up. I'm here at home. I pulled them up on my website or on my computer, and this is a pretty nice site. I see you guys are involved in some community service things, too, working on bullying and gangs and stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, one of the major pushes for the ABA is to make sure that we focus on primarily not the basketball side of the house, but the mentoring side of the house, because ABA realizes how important and how influential that the impression of athletes is on youth today. The youth see the players and the athletes that have made it and got to the point where they're trying to get to, not doing the right things, then they seem to think that it's okay for them to not do the right things and still be successful. And what we want to focus on is giving back to the community, giving back and giving these guys a chance to get out and get out of their lives for a little bit and see that their struggles are no different than anybody else's struggles, but that they have the opportunity because of the skill set, because of the mentality, and because of the sheer athleticism that they display on the court to achieve and be more of a motivator for the next person, and they don't realize how much power they have in their hands.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So we're trying to do as much as we can to get the exposure, to get the financial backing, to make this program something that can be long-lasting. I mean, I'm looking at possibly in 3 to 5 years, maybe transitioning this ABA team to the next great NBA team right here out of Virginia. So we have the market to do it. We have the ability to do it. There's plenty of finances and plenty of sponsors right here in this area for us to make this team credible and great and potentially, following the format of the Oklahoma City Thunder, the next big thing to jump into the National Basketball Association.
Very cool.
All right. Sounds like you have a plan for sure, and that's always a great thing. That's always a great thing. I love it when someone brings a plan to the table, and it opens up doors for our young folks, because oftentimes, you know, our young folks, after they get done with college, you know, they still have that desire to play. They still have that dream of going on to the next level, and for whatever reason, if they don't get a shot to go overseas or don't get a shot to catch up with the development league or something like that, then they're sitting back here twiddling their thumbs and idling, and all that wasted talent is just going down the drain. So
yeah,
we truly appreciate that.
Absolutely.
We truly appreciate that. Give us some insight on some of the local talent that you have here.
Actually, we have a breakout star. Mr. Jaleel Nelson just graduated out of college, actually finished up his last 12 hours and graduates in December, will be one of our headline players. We also have some military talent. Now, I mean, let me tell you something. When I say military talent, me being in the military, I know the military has a lot of talented athletes and stars, but some of the guys that we have come across in the military have actually went into the military because they didn't get that shot. And these guys can flat out play basketball. I'm talking about, we got guys like Trey Kemp. We had a guy named Antonio Harmon. He's currently injured right now, but we're definitely looking at trying to get him back into the mix of things that's going on. And that's a Navy and Army gentleman that these guys can flat out play basketball. It's surprising to see them in uniform serving alongside with me and didn't get that opportunity. You know, me in my time, I could flat out play basketball. So, but now my focus is not about playing anymore, but about providing a great opportunity for these up-and-coming players. Because when I came up playing basketball, you know, it was the league or nothing. If you didn't have a way in, you had a way to a job. And I can be that transition with what I'm doing for these young guys. Now, I can be that way in for them to get up and move forward and do bigger and better things than they could ever imagined. But I can't do it alone. I need the support and the help from the coaches, the college, and definitely the sponsors here in Virginia to make this be what I think it could be.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Taylor, just hold on a second. You know, I always got to give my family a plug out there on the part of the Parents Coaching Parent Network, some of the other folks that support us as well. I have a group coming out of Texas that does a free recruiting service for young athletes. And I always got to give them a plug every time I get a chance. Abigees, are you here?
Are you a high school student seeking a college athletic scholarship? Do you have questions concerning the college recruiting process? Have you asked yourself any of these questions? Who do I contact for a scholarship? What are the rules concerning athletic recruiting? What schools are best for me? Apogees.com allows high school athletes the tools to showcase their athletic skills to college coaches. Go to Apogees.com. That's APOGEEZS.com. They will help you navigate the college recruiting process for free. Apogees, the right college, right choice for the right student athlete.
I always have to give that family member a little shout out and make sure that folks understand that that is another free recruiting service. Abergees.com. They're out of the great state of Texas. Young folks, if you're interested in pursuing an athletic scholarship and you need some help putting together that package, hey, check out Abergees.com, www.abergees.com. And also they have a Blog Talk radio show as well. And they come up and they can help you out. Trust me, they can help you out. They know the business. They know what they need to do to help you get to the next level. All right. Coach Taylor, are you still with us, sir?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, appreciate you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you hanging in there with us. Hey, but, you know, you was talking about some of the local talent that you had coming up, and you had some also had some gentlemen that you brought out of the military as well. So give us the difference between your ABA team and what some of these young guys here out there are considered semi-pro team. Because a lot of them will probably hear it and say, oh, no, just another semi-pro team, whatever. No, they ain't doing nothing. They may play one or two games or whatever. Give me a little difference between the two.
Okay, well, the main difference is, one, the level of exposure. Now, not to knock some of the semi-pro teams, I've actually played in the EBA and played with some of the other minor league teams here in the area. Now, those guys are great, but what we're going to be able to offer and be able to provide with our talents and our athletes is a global exposure level. You know, the ABA is not just worldwide with 64 teams. They're global. We have teams overseas, China, Korea. These guys are going to get the chance to really get out of Virginia and go other places that they may have never been and really get to showcase who they are for the community, showcase their talent on a larger scale, and actually make major connections. I mean, we're directly in touch with Basketball Eye. Basketball Eye is one of the major recruiting tools right now for the NBA, for several programs, including the ABA, to scout talent from areas that are regionally located close to where those organizations is at. And then also, with this style of basketball, it's going to get them in shape. It's going to groom them to more so how to be off the court professionally sound. You know, a lot of guys can get out there and play basketball, but then you get them behind the microphone, and they really don't have the technical knowledge to speak like they need to speak and represent themselves in a good characteristic way. So what the ABA is providing us with is the tools with media training, provide us with the tools and show these guys how to be sponsors and mentors themselves to the younger community. You know, they're giving us a model that is built for success. You know, all we have to do is apply it to our local practice, to our local players and our local team, and we can actually make a dramatic impact and change the lives of a lot of youth around here that think that basketball is done for them when they graduate high school.
Okay. Other than yourself, who are some of the other members that you have on staff?
Oh, well, I got Mr. Herman Daniels, Coach Fuller. You know, Mr. Herman Daniels is one of the coaches from the Hampton High School area, coached there for about 50 years, great coach. We got Mr. Fuller, one of the Suffolk residents, coached the over there in Kings Fork High School for about 30, 40 years. And then I have my head coach, Willie Pons, you know, who is a former NBA player himself from the 85-86 Celtics. So, I mean, minister, a great motivational speaker, and he has actually been able to reach the players on a more personal level to bring them into that family environment to where they don't just like each other on the court, but they like and communicate with each other off the court, which makes the learning process of basketball a whole lot easier and makes the playing of basketball a whole lot more easier to be accomplished because they are fully receptive and ready to go out and learn what they need to learn so that they can go ahead and make this mission happen.
Okay. You mentioned that you're going to actually have your season or your venue is going to be out at Churchland. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. We have Churchland High School for approximately 10 games, and we have the Boo Williams Sportsplex for the remaining four home games right here to be played in Virginia. Now, we do have 11 road games that we'll be playing at several different locations. We'll be traveling to New York and New Jersey. We're traveling out to West Virginia, down as far as Florida, over to Georgia, and then back up to North Carolina, and also the Maryland, D.C. metropolitan area.
All right. You mentioned that you start in December. You got teams coming in. What's some of the other teams, and where are these teams coming from that's coming here to play?
Oh, well, we have the Savannah Storm. They're coming from out of Savannah, Georgia. We have the Georgia Knights. They're coming from out of just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. We have the Maryland Marvels. Maryland Marvels is a team that's been in ABA for approximately 5 years. They have a great program running out of there, out of the metropolitan area. They're actually coming down to play us in November 13th for this ABA preseason exhibition game. And then we turn right around and play them for our first game starting our record season. We have the Jersey Express and the West Virginia Blazers. Now, these West Virginia Blazers guys, man, they can flat out play basketball. But I think we have something that can compare and match up size-wise, speed-wise, athletically-wise. And I look forward to that being one of our better games this year.
Okay. You mentioned all the great talent. You mentioned everybody that's on the staff. How can someone get involved to support your cause?
Oh, well, right there on our webpage. It says www.sevencitiesknights.com. We have a careers section where it tells you what type of jobs that are open, how we would like to have interns to come in and assist us to do a lot of the legwork to make some things happen. And also, we have different positions for game day operations and things of that nature to facilitate the successful undertaking of a game. I said, now, our major push that we're doing right now is we want to get the high schools and the local community centers involved with helping us put together our halftime shows. We want to get the kids in the community involved to do performances and do different things during the halftime shows to feel as though not that they're just a part of the entertainment, but a part of the family that the ABA and the Seven City Knights is trying to create for Virginia.
All right. You know, it's something that you mentioned that's great. And actually, one of my mentors has a similar program where he talks about, or his organization talks about, our young folks getting involved in the sporting industry. But, you know, most of the time when our young folks get involved in the sporting industry, they often think about just being that one person that made the team to get out there on the court, on the field, whatever, and run up and down. But they forget all about the folks that's working behind the scenes. They forget about the folks that's doing the media. They forget about the folks that's covering, doing the journalism. They forget about the trainers. They forget all about, you know, every other person that's involved in the sports industry other than that one person that's run up and down the field. So I'm glad you mentioned that, and hopefully we can get some high schools involved and, you know, get them to start doing some of them things. I'm quite sure that could be a project in themselves where they can help you out and support everything that you're trying to do.
Absolutely.
But, give us, again, I know you say your schedule's coming up, and I'm looking at a whole lot of folks that chimed in to listen to the show. I am currently talking with Mr. Lawrence Taylor. No, not the one that you're thinking. I hope not. I haven't met him in person, but I don't think it's the one that most of you are thinking that's out there listening. But I'm talking to Mr. Lawrence Taylor. He is the owner of the Seven City Knights, which is an ABA team that's getting ready to start in the state of Virginia. If you want to call in and have any questions, give us a call. You can reach us at 646-929-2416. I say it again, 646-929-2416. Mr. Taylor, we got a few minutes left. You want to give us anything in closing, how everybody can reach you, how they can get in touch with you, how they can reach out to you for potential sponsorships, anything?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all contained right on our website. We have our sponsorship package on there, which actually contains my personal information so you can get directly in touch with me. And also, I know you mentioned earlier, you know, a talent that we might have missed. And if there is any talent out there that we might have missed, we have not closed the door on you. So we definitely want you to call us. But when you call us, come ready to be in shape, to be ready to play. Because I'm telling you, my coach is going to work you out. And if you're not ready, he's going to tell you wait the next year, but he's not going to close the door on any talent that we may have missed out there. Because once we started this this whole move in March, actually May of this year, we weren't that known. So when we put out the message about tryouts, we had a lot of potential talent call in, but a lot of potential talent waited until the last minute to see if this was going to actually happen. And then when they came in, they weren't in shape. So we had to turn away a couple of good players, but we didn't turn away with no possibility of coming back. We just told them, you know, get in shape. We gave them a program, gave them a regimen to get done so that when they come back next year, that they'll be ready to go. Because I'm looking at really potentially getting some of the guys that we have on our squad this year signed and gone out of the state of Virginia doing big and better things for basketball.
All right there, Mr. Taylor, you keep opening that door. I'm telling you.
And the door is going to be open. I'm telling you, it's open. The door is open. I want to give this opportunity to every young, talented player who is ready to go to the next level. Believe it or not, we have some great players. We have some great players. But where there's one great one, there's another great one waiting for the opportunity.
Exactly, exactly. Now, you know, like I told you earlier, the Parent Coach and Parent Network, We stretched out. We go all the way across the country. You know, we got folks that's listening to this show way up there in Southern California, all the way down there in Tampa, and all the way up there in Alaska, and all points in between. So be careful how you put that out there, because we may have some young men that's transitioning back to this area and hear about the program and decide to say, hey, let me give him a call.
Give me a call. We do our practices on Mondays and Wednesdays out at the Boo Williams Sportsplex right here in Hampton. We were kind of back and forth at a couple different locations, but that's where we're going to be. Mondays and Wednesdays, the Boo Williams Sportsplex right out there in Hampton. We're trying to work in a Saturday now, and as soon as we get that locked in, I'll make that announcement on the website as well. But that's where we'll be doing what we have to do to get ready for this upcoming season. And like I said, any other local town that we might have missed, if you come, though, better come in shape, because my coach is something serious, man. Former NBA player, he can still get out there 55 years old and show me some things that I've never seen before.
Okay, and again, you said your first game is when?
December 4th at Churchland High School. December 4th, Churchland High School.
You said you had the exhibition coming up the 17th.
That's November 13th. The exhibition game against the Maryland Marvels is November 13th. Over at the Boo Williams Sportsplex. And that is actually a co-event, because at 5 p.m. we'll have the MI Express females basketball team in there as well, playing and doing their thing. So we're not just trying to get it out there for the men. We're trying to get everybody involved, because that's the only way we're going to make it work. We got to involve everybody.
All right. We definitely appreciate you coming on and sharing this information with the Parents Coach and Parent Network. We definitely appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me.
Hey, anytime you want to come back, Parent Coach and Parent Network, the doors are always open, always open. Give us a call. That's all you need to do. Just give us a call. We're going to work towards closing this thing out. But we appreciate you coming on. And again, once again, we will be there to support you. We will be there to point any other good quality young men in your direction. I'm quite sure we may know a few here and there. And at the same time, if we come across anything else, hey, definitely. We got the Seven City Knights right on that front burner. But on that note there, Coach, on that note, Mr. Taylor, should I say, I don't know why I keep wanting to call you Coach. I know you got your own coaching staff. But on that note, we appreciate you coming on. And the Parent Coach and Parent Network will be there for you when you're ready to do your thing. We will be at that first game and checking you out.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And don't worry about the coach thing. That's how a lot of people know me right now, as a coach. That's how they know me.
All right. That's always a good thing. That's always a good thing. But I will be definitely talking to you later on this weekend. Got a couple things that popped up as well. I had a couple messages popped up, and I need to get in touch with you about some other folks that's interested in finding out more about your program. But, again, we thank you, and we're going to close out. This is Ben, and we're closing. Keith Wright, close me out. Difficulties again. Well, Coach, I don't think they're going to let me close out. I wanted to give my man Keith Wright say what he normally say.
Hey, we can stay
young
here. We can stay here.
I don't know if he's beating him, but he's a talented young man.
Right. We can stay here. I think we might have got VA's ear wide open right now.
That's all right. I'm looking at all these folks that's listening to the show. Hey.
Right.
I love to see their faces. Love to see their faces. Got a number of guests on there. I should have opened up the chat room so that if folks had some questions, didn't have a chance to call in, they should would have been able to talk to us in the chat room. But again, hey, we definitely going to be there to help you, support you, and everything else. All right?
Hey, actually, let me mention this one last thing just before we go. Right on our website, just looking at it right now, my multimedia guy, Mr. Dennis Turvey, man, doing some great things for us on the website. We actually got a Knights of the Round Table blog up and ready to go. So please send your comments so that we can go ahead and address them.
All right. We thank you for sharing that with us. And that's it for the Parents Coaching Parent Network.
All right.
Have
thank
a good
you.
Evening.
All right.
All right.
Was a student of the game. Had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
My man, Mr. Keith Wright, as he said before, the Parents Coaching Parent Network, we're making smart cool. See you on our next show. Like I said, we're focusing on the NCAA coming in here and talking about the true compliance issues and what else is going on. Thank you from the Parents Coaching Parent Network. We out.